40 members from the community of faith, Naropa University, and human rights organizations such as SIEGE, Communities Engaged in Global Justice, appeared at a prayer session on Friday. 28-year-old Jeff Nearing was sentenced to 12 years in prison in a Boulder County courtroom for second-degree attempted murder and assault. Boulder District Judge Andrew McDonald was under sentencing restrictions of between 10 and 32 years. In the end, he said that he felt that Nearing would have a chance at rehabilitation with so much community support. That support included appearances by the community throughout Nearing's jail stay, trial, and then for his sentencing last Friday. The night before sentencing, the community appeared for a prayer vigil at Naropa University, where Nearing was a student.
One more courthouse, where a young man's life will be influenced.
The morning of sentencing, a march from the First United Methodist Church took place to the Boulder County Justice Center, where the courtroom filled with supporters. Regina, who teaches at Naropa, was one who marched.
Yes, I live in Boulder. I am both an alumna and a staff member at Naropa University. Well, I came not only for this case, but for all black men who are disproportionately incarcerated or given harsher sentences, for my brothers and fathers and future children.
In August of 2011, an altercation took place between three men on the hill in Boulder. Jeffrey Nearing said that he did pick up a piece of glass off of the ground and used it to cut the neck of Jason Chilson. Of the three men involved in the brawl, Nearing was the only one who was arrested. Hank Romanowski met Nearing at school and said that the conviction did not match the evidence.
I'm a divinity student at Naropa. I knew Jeff Nearing at school. I've been visiting him in jail for about 10 months now. I don't think the sentence was correct, given the trial information and prosecutor's summary was unfair, and I don't think the testimony supported the prosecutor's summation. I don't think Jeff tried to kill anybody. He has some culpability because he was involved in the brawl, which he admits, but I don't think he was trying to murder anyone, and that's what he was convicted of.
Jeffrey Nearing had been suffering from bipolar disorder and had sought treatment for an alcohol and drug addiction. The Reverend Dr. Donald H. Matthews is an associate professor of religious studies at Naropa University in Boulder. At sentencing, he spoke on behalf of Nearing and said that he had been called the N-word five times just in the past several months. He raised the issue of racism and mental illness.
What did not come out was the contributing factor of mental illness, that when the charges were processed during the trial of the court, it was never mentioned that Jeff suffered from a bipolar mental illness, which was a contributing factor to his actions.
Speaking as a mental health professional, he told the court that in his own family, bipolar illness played a role in the violence he suffered. He later told the Nation Report that this issue was not raised in court.
Even the judge should have sensed this. He doesn't understand. Of course, you can't understand. It's mental illness. You know, his acts were irrational. They were due to his untreated bipolar mental illness. And I'm a mental health professional, work with families and persons who suffer with that illness. My family's been affected by that illness. And so I understand it is a very difficult illness to treat. But in other places, police authorities took that into account. And so mercy was granted and not just punishment. And so maybe this is the first time that it's time for Colorado, which is last in providing funds for mental health treatment, steps up to the plate and helps people who are mentally ill before they commit acts like Jeffrey did, not to mention what happened in Aurora and Newtown. We need to have a new attitude about mental illness and respecting its power to destroy people's lives.
Nancy Moore was a librarian for the Boulder Valley School District for 35 years.
Jeffrey was a student at Naropa. He was a theology major. There was a dialogue that already we had going about racism in still as a presence in Boulder. For Jeffrey, he's the only man who was black in this argument or fight or whatever you want to call it. He was the only one arrested. We just want him to know he's not alone, that he's not standing here by himself, that we as a community care and we're watching.
Do you mean
Watching the police, watching the city, watching racism.
Oh, just think of all of the protests that have happened all over the world. So many times, people of conscience have just stood and said, we're here. If it were my son, I would want us there, standing there with as much warmth and compassion as we can have. And we believe that sometimes just the presence, the being here, sometimes that's enough. We're here today for racism, for the idea that maybe this man was profiled. It kind of looks like he was.
For The Nation Report, this is Irene Rodriguez.
In the water.